Allison O'Connor with Colorado State University, and I'm going to be talking about how container type affects irrigation requirement. This is a part of my PhD research that I'm just finishing up, and it wasn't originally part of my research, but as you know, you have to answer more questions to solve problems, and so this really precipitated from questions I got when I presented at conferences or had conversations with growers using these fabric containers. And so that was the premises of my entire dissertation, was to compare black plastic containers to two fabric types. And as you know, fabric types have porous sidewalls, they have a porous bottom, and so they're commonly assumed to use more water. And we really wanted to investigate this in Colorado in a semi-arid climate. This could be one of the reasons why growers haven't readily adopted some of these alternative container types. I had one grower in Colorado say, you know, I've tried them and I just can't keep them wet. So we really wanted to answer these questions regarding fabric containers. So the benefits of fabric containers is that they can be used from recycled or more sustainable materials. One of the containers I investigated, Root Pouch, is made in part from recycled water bottles. So they take your plastic water bottles, they grind them up, they spin them into fibers, and then they create a bag. So there is the marketing appeal from a consumer point that they are used from more sustainable or recycled materials. Plus, they have the ability to biodegrade, which is a big benefit, so they don't end up in our landfill. The other benefits of using fabric containers is that they actually do reduce the amount of circling roots on the outer periphery. So if you've ever taken a plant out of a black plastic container, you know that the outer periphery and the bottom is a mess of gnarled roots. And the ability of the fabric containers to air prune the root system, so when that root tip reaches the pocket of air on the fabric side, it actually seizes growth. And as a result, you have a more healthier, more natural root system. And I know those are fluffy words, but I'll give a shameless plug for the other presentation I'm doing tomorrow, where we actually saw better root architecture and had greater root elongation after planting into the landscape. So a better root system from some of these fabric containers. So for this study, I used number 5, and we compared everything to the industry standard black plastic. The two fabric types, just think of them as a thick felt. So we had a Root Pouch, which is out of Oregon, and then Smart Pot, which has been around for a very long time and is out of Oklahoma. We did 2 water use studies. The first we conducted in the greenhouse, just to get an idea of what were their differences and were there differences among the 3 container types just using substrate without any sort of plant material. We found differences, and so we took that information into an outdoor nursery study where we actually planted viburnums to get an idea of what happens when you have a plant in the system using water. So this is data from the greenhouse study, and the colors are probably not the greatest. What's important to note is that at field capacity, so we have the green and red, which are Smart Pot and Root Pouch. At field capacity, they retained the greatest amount of water. The blue line is the black plastic containers, a much more linear loss throughout the entire project. But there's 2 points to make. One is that initially, those fabric containers are losing water at a very rapid rate, and you can see the steepness of the slope. And so this might go back to my grower's comment that he just couldn't keep them wet. And so if growers decide to adopt fabric containers, they really need to be cognizant to water probably more frequently, because you can see how much water was lost from those containers during the initial 8 to 9 days of the experiment, and then it started to taper off. So initially, they do absorb more water, but they're losing water at a much more rapid rate compared to the black plastic containers. So looking outdoors, we planted American cranberry bush viburnums. We let them establish for 2 months in each of the container types. So in retrospect, it probably would have been nicer had we let them establish a little bit longer. So they weren't fully established. We didn't have extensive rooting throughout the containers themselves. And then what we did is we did 100%, so we used a well-watered, so 100% of ET, And then we did deficit irrigation levels based on black plastic evapotranspiration. And we did deficit irrigation levels at 75, 50, and 25% of black plastic potential evapotranspiration. And we repeated this experiment twice over 15 days. We don't have fancy equipment like some other universities, and so it was us out there rewatering to replace the irrigation levels each day. So looking at a well-watered irrigation system, which we called the 100% ET level, so well-watered, these plants didn't have any sort of stress levels. Our conclusion suggests that there were slight container differences at well-watered irrigation levels. So looking at this, you can see that black plastic had the lowest ET rates at well-watered irrigation, was not significantly different from root pouch, but black plastic was different from smart pot over the 15-day experiment. The differences, though, over 15 days was not too obscene. About a liter between smart pot and black, or about a liter between root pouch and black plastic, and about a liter and a half between smart pot and black plastic, and that's over 15 days. Looking at the deficit irrigation levels of 75, 50, and 25%, so if nurseries decide to adopt a more conservative approach to irrigation and actually start irrigating based on a percent of evapotranspiration or using systems that can actually apply water more efficiently, then we found, and this was interesting, that plants in black plastic might have higher ET rates compared to the fabric containers. So we looked at 75 and 50. We averaged these numbers together, so looking at 75 and 50% of the black plastic PET. And you can see that we had significant differences between the two fabric types, with root pouch using the least amount, or had the least amount of ET loss. But black plastic was pretty similar to both of them, or not significantly different from either of them. So that was very interesting. Looking at the 50 and 25%, and we were getting fairly extreme. I don't think any grower in his right mind or her right mind would actually deficit irrigate based on 50 or 25%, because likely you'll start to see plant damage. You probably won't have the growth, and the whole point of a grower is to produce plants as quickly as possible for sale. But looking at 50 and 25% of black plastic PET, this is where we saw the greatest ET rates for black plastic, and actually had lower ET rates for the two fabric types. And the differences there was about a liter between black plastic and root pouch, and about a half a liter between black plastic and smart pot. Now, one note I do need to make, and I mentioned this earlier, was that we did deficit irrigate based on a percent of black plastic PET. And we decided to do that simply because black plastic containers are the industry standard. Now, had we deficit irrigated based on the actual ET loss for each container type, our hypothesis is that we would probably see much more similar ET rates among the three containers. Another important point to make is that at 75%, we didn't see any signs of visual stress on the plant material. So obviously at 100%, the plants look fantastic, but even at 75%, you didn't see any sort of visual stress. We started getting differences in the plant stress when we got into the 50 and obviously 25% deficit irrigation levels. So a couple of photographs. This is at 75%. So on your far left is root pouch in the brown container, in the middle is black plastic, and on the right is smart pot. So all the plants look healthy and lovely. And at 50%, you just start to see some of that leaf scorch. And this was at the end of the experiment. So after 15 days in Colorado temperatures, and we did this experiment in August, and so temperatures back in August of 2013 were really hot. We were in the upper 80s and the 90s for the majority of this experiment. And so after 15 days at 50% deficit irrigation, starting to get some leaf scorch on the two fabric containers. So if we take this information and extrapolate it to a very optimistic growing season of 200 days, maybe in Florida, We found that black plastic actually has the lowest ET rate, about 107 liters for that growing season per container. So about 100 liters of water is needed for that container. And remember, these are based on the worst case scenario of these really extreme temperatures of the upper 80s and 90 degrees in Colorado in August. So this would be really a worst case scenario of how much water these containers use over 200 days. SmartPot would have the greatest ET rates at 127 liters. So really the bottom line is, yes, fabric containers do use more water, but an important point to make, and what was discussed yesterday in some of the other nursery sessions, is that that greater ET rate might actually be a benefit because it provides evaporative cooling to the plant and the root system. So there were other studies done where they didn't have the extreme substrate temperatures. They didn't have any sort of indication that those substrate temperatures reached lethal levels for the root system. And so while they use more water, I see it as a definite benefit because it's keeping that plant cooler and allows it to continue to grow in a more stable environment. But in general, the fabric containers do use anywhere more from maybe 10 to 20% more during an entire growing season. And really, what it comes down to is that producers really need to make decisions. They need to decide what the benefits are of using fabric containers, what the disadvantages are. While they may use more water, it could be a potential benefit. You could have a healthier root system. Obviously, in fabric containers, you don't have the possibility or as great a possibility of the compromised root system going into the landscape. And so there are a lot of pros and cons that growers do need to balance out. And with that, I'll take any questions if there's time.
Maybe about time for maybe one or two questions.
Yeah.
Did you adjust how you applied the water based off your first draft, how they dried down faster, or did you just apply water all at once?
For the greenhouse study, it was a dry down study, so we watered them to field capacity and then just let them dry. We didn't add any more water in the greenhouse. And then outdoors, we applied what was lost from the day previous. So we weighed them and then reapplied. And so the levels were different each day based on ET loss.
Did you go ahead and dry down your containers to look at volumetric water content to see, kind of where they were at the end of the study?
We did look at that as well, the percentage of the moisture in the container. It didn't present it. It's a little fuzzy. We're still working through some of those things. Yes, but we did look at it.
I know these were short studies, but what would you anticipate in terms of growth between different terms of root growth? Maybe you think that's tomorrow.
No, that's a different study. We did look at growth. We saw some differences, but I think we're still, again, apologize, working through that data. We did have some growth differences, but it's not clear as to what the growth was. We saw differences in shoot and root growth and as well as root-shoot ratio. For the most part, black plastic had greater weights in all of those.
Okay, if there are any more questions, we can have it after the session. Thank you very much.
Thank you.